Good morning, everyone. I call this special meeting to order. Two of the three of the representatives of the commission are present, so we have a quorum. I'm Lieutenant Governor Eleni Kounalakis, and I'm joined in person today by Christina Kunkel, Deputy State Controller, and will be very soon by Michelle Perot, representing the Department of Finance.
Great. Good morning, Madam Chair. We have a quorum present. In addition, I would like to identify members of the staff of the commission participating virtually for this hybrid meeting. We have meeting liaison Kim Lunetta.
Okay. So for the benefit of those in the audience, the State Lands Commission manages state property interests in over 5 million acres of land, including mineral interests. The commission also has responsibility for the prevention of oil spills at marine oil terminals and offshore oil platforms and islands, and for preventing the introduction of marine invasive species into California's marine waters. Today, we will hear requests and presentations involving the lands and resources within the commission's jurisdiction. I'd also like to take a moment to honor the California Native American communities all across the state for persisting, carrying on diverse cultural and linguistic traditions, and sustainably managing the land we now share. Native people have maintained a constant presence on the landscape for many thousands of years, and they are essential stewardship partners, whether along the coast, along our rivers and valleys, or in our fragile deserts. We thank California Native American communities for participating in this commission's activities and for their essential role in maintaining and adding to our state's rich cultural legacy. Ms. Cato, there have been some changes to the agenda. Would you please lay out what will happen during today's meeting?
Of course, Chair. Thank you. There will only be one public comment period on the agenda at the beginning of the meeting. We are limiting the time for that public session to 30 minutes. Following public comment, there will be two separate closed sessions. The first closed session will involve discussions related to litigation, conferencing with real property negotiators, and to discuss personnel actions. There will be no consent agenda today, and the item previously scheduled for the regular agenda has been pulled and will be considered at a future commission meeting. Speakers who have signed up to comment on the Ormond Beach Generating Station will be called upon during the public comment session. The second closed session, which is a little unusual for us, will involve personnel actions, specifically interviews to be conducted of potential candidates for the executive officer position.
Thank you very much. And thank you for the cookies, which are my mouthful. The next item of business will be public comment. I'd like to quickly turn it over to Ms. Cato to share some instructions on how we can best participate in this meeting so that it runs as smoothly as possible. And also, if you could touch on the time limit so we can hear from as many members of the public this morning as possible.
Absolutely. Thank you, Chair. We will take public comment for a maximum of 30 minutes due to the extent of our meeting agenda today. The number of public commenters who have signed up require us to limit our public comment session to 1 minute, or public comment period, 1 minute per speaker. So speakers, if you could please trim your comments appropriately, it would be appreciated. If you would like to speak either during if you'd like to speak during open public comment, please complete an electronic request to speak form that is available on our homepage. We will take those members of the public who are here in person first, and they'll hear comments from those members of the public who are participating virtually. We will call on you in the order that you are submitted the electronic request form to speak. For those participating virtually, please make sure you have your microphones or phones muted to avoid background noise. To help us call on you through Zoom, please raise your hand during the appropriate comment section. First, if you are attending on the Zoom platform, please raise your hand in Zoom. If you're new to Zoom and you've joined the meeting using the Zoom application, click on the hand icon at the bottom of the screen. If you are joining our meeting via the phone, you must press *9, not #9, but *9 on your keypad to raise your hand to make a comment. There may be a slight delay, but it will avoid echoes and feedback from the Zoom application if you are using our CalSpan live web link. We will call on individuals again who have raised their hands in order that they are raised using the name they registered with or with the last three digits of their identifying phone number. When you are called on, please unmute your phone. or your computer and identify yourself. Remember, you will have a limit of 1 minute to speak on your item. Please keep your comments respectful and focused. We will mute anyone who fails to follow these guidelines or, at worst, dismiss them from the meeting. The Commission has also established an email address to compile public comments for our meetings. The address is cslc.commissionmeetings@slc.ca.gov. All emails received have been shared with our commissioners. If we receive any emails during the meeting, they will also be shared with our commissioners and posted on our website. Chair Kunalakis, that completes my hybrid meeting instructions, and we are ready to move to public comment.
Thank you very much, and I'd like just to recognize that Commissioner Perrott has joined us. So if anyone would like to address the commission on any matter not on today's agenda, staff will call on those who are here in person first. Next, we will move on to those joining us virtually. And I want to, just for those, because it appears that many of you have signed up to speak on the issue of Ormond Beach, that is not on the agenda, so the appropriate time to make your comment, if you still would like to do so, is now during the general public comment period. Okay, Michelle, please call on the first person who would like to make a public comment.
Our first speaker is Julia Rose Dowell. Following Julia, we have Bradley Cleveland.
All right, great. Hello, commissioners. Thank you for the opportunity to comment. My name is Julia Dowell, and I'm here today on behalf of Sierra Club and in support of the Oxnard community and our partners at CAUSE. I'm here today to urge you to reject the lease extension for lease 4196 for the conduits to the Ormond Beach Generating Station. You heard from community members and youth at the April 2nd meeting, and you heard the impacts that maintaining this gas plant has had on an already overburdened community. Now I want to emphasize something. Extending this lease is putting profit over people. It is putting profit over the community of Oxnard. It is putting profit over health and over environmental justice. We know the dangers of gas plants, and we know that this gas plant in particular should have been retired years ago. You now have the opportunity to course correct after a legacy of injustices impacting the Oxnard community. So I want to urge you to stand with the community of Oxnard and reject the lease extension. Thank you.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Bradley Cleveland, and I'm a resident of Oakland. I'm here today to speak on behalf of members of Third Act who are fighting for a safe climate and active democracy. I've lived in Oakland for 50 years, and I know what it's like to live in a city that bears the brunt of a dirty industry. In Oakland, it is the port with its diesel trucks and container ships, and Oxnard is the Ormond Beach Generating Station. To be clear, I don't oppose industry or the Port of Oakland, but I want to clear the air, and I want to address a climate crisis by electrifying the port and growing the number of good-paying jobs. But Oakland residents and residents of Oxnard are demanding environmental justice, and I ask the Commission begins to correct this environmental injustice by rejecting the extension to lease 4196, and for the Ormond Beach Generating Station, and support clean power for the people. Thank you.
Michelle, may we have the next speaker, please?
Our next speaker is Francis Coates. Following Francis, we have Jennifer Hernandez.
Good morning, I'm Francis Coates from Yuba City, and I'm here asking you to make available on your website the lists of school and indemnity lands available for lease or sale published by the Surveyor General, the Division of State Lands, and the Commission since 1915. These are, in effect, lists of lands which are either subject to the qualified public right to fish on state-owned land of Section 25, Article 1 of the State Constitution, or they are expressly subject, because they've been transferred out, expressly subject to the absolute right to fish in the people under the same section. You're the trustee of these lands. This is the primary way the people could find out where these lands are that you have reserved for them the right to fish on. it wouldn't be any problem. If your staff needs any help identifying where these lists are and you can't find them in your own archives, I have a list of call numbers from the State Library that I'd make available. Thank you.
Next speaker, please.
Our next speaker is Jennifer Hernandez. Following Jennifer, we have Hannah Sine.
Michelle, are we on virtual speakers now?
Yes, we are on virtual speakers. Jennifer is unmuted on our end. Jennifer, please unmute yourself.
Michelle, maybe we can go to the next speaker.
Yes, our next speaker is Hannah Sine. Following Hannah, we have Joan Tharp.
Good afternoon, commissioners. My name is Hina Singh. I am a resident of LA County, and I'm here today on behalf of the California Environmental Justice Alliance and the Regenerate California Coalition. Today, I am asking you on behalf of an alliance of tens of thousands of community members dealing with the impacts of oil and gas across the state to one, reject the extension to lease 4196 for Ormond Beach Generating Station, and two, hold the decision-making meeting in Oxnard with ample time for community members to review the updated staff report so they can meaningfully participate in person. For the last 7 months, Oxnard residents have expressed that they do not want to see this plant get extended and contribute to an already heavily polluted community. And their voices were heard despite unacceptable meeting accessibility challenges, last-minute scheduling, and technical difficulties. The questions raised at the April 2nd meeting were the questions we raised 7 months ago in October, and the community should have the opportunity to review the updated staff report with answers to these questions ahead of the voting meeting. The commission has an opportunity to fulfill their vision statement of equitable and sustainable public land management for the people of California. Thank you.
Our next speaker is Joan Tharp. Following Joan, we have Fabiola Gomez.
We can't, Michelle, we can't see what's happening. Mm-hmm. So if you can make sure that people, if they're not unmuted on our side or on their side, to let them know. Okay?
Yes. I am trying to promote, how we do it is we promote our speakers. Sorry for the delay. They are declining on being promoted. So I just go ahead and need to go ahead and find the next speaker.
And so you're saying that when you call on them, something will pop up on their screen, and so to all the speakers who are participating virtually, when it's your turn, you will see something pop up that asks you to be promoted to a speaker. You need to press yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. If you decline, that causes just a delay in us trying to find you again and allowing you to unmute.
This is Joan Tharp. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I just saw that thing pop up. Okay. good morning, Madam Chair and Commissioners. My name is Joan Tharp. I'm a resident of Port Hueneme, and I'm here today on behalf of Surfrider Foundation Ventura County. As I stated at the meeting earlier this month, the Surfrider Foundation's mission is to protect the world's oceans, waves, and beaches for the enjoyment of all people. Surfrider opposes once-through cooling systems like OBGS, as they are known to harm marine ecosystems by exposing them to thermal and physical stress. In addition, the pollutants generated by this plant are harmful to people and the environment. If the extension is granted and the plant stays open, it could be subject to further extensions under the president's recent executive orders, subjecting the communities in Oxnard and Port Hueneme, as well as marine, wetland, and terrestrial environments to decades of further pollution. Oxnard residents deserve safe access to a healthy Ormond Beach, which is why I'm urging you to reject an extension to lease 4196, for seawater intake and discharge conduits for the Ormond Beach Generating Station. Thank you for your time.
Our next speaker is Fabiola Gomez. Following Fabiola, we have Odette Morin.
Good morning, State Lands Commission. My name is Fabiola Gomez. I am a resident of Ventura County, and I'm here to support the Oxnard community, students, farm workers, who are urging you to reject the lease extension. Altner is a home to many communities that travel to work outside of the city, but many communities also travel to Altner to work. My father is a farm worker and has worked in Altner many, many times throughout the year. And extending the lease extension of the Ormond Beach not only hurts residents of Altner, but also people who visit, work, and love this community. I'm urging you to bring back this final decision to Altner and support clean and just energy for this community. Thank you so much.
Our next speaker is Odette Morin. Following Odette, we have Levi Durate.
Hi, good morning, California State Lands Commission. My name is Solette Moran. I'm here with COGS and I'm here to ask you to once more reject the lease for the Ormond Beach Generating Station. As we have stated time and time again, we would like to see and know what each of these decisions take and what it takes to reject the lease. What are those implications? We asked you in October 2022, and we're very disappointed when in April 2nd, we were told that there was not enough information on what would happen if the lease is rejected. Then we were told that Monday, today, we would have a little bit more and have a final decision. However, we were met again with that fact that there wasn't enough information on what would happen if the lease is rejected. And so here to ask you to please reject this lease and really to name also the frustration of this back and forward. As a community, we do try our best to make sure we show up in the best ways that we can and really hope that this decision can be made soon. Thank you so much.
Our next speaker is Levi Durant. Following Levi, we have Eduardo Ortiz. Levi, you are promoted. Please go ahead and unmute yourself.
Good afternoon, commissioners. My name is Levi Duarte. I am a student at Oxnard College and a young adult leader with COGS. I have lived here in Oxnard for 8 years. The Ormond Beach Generating Station pollutes our atmosphere with toxic chemicals. From my own lived experience, I have tried to access Ormond Beach and found it was very inaccessible. I noticed it was filled with lots of pollution from the surrounding industries that blocked my path to the beach. My community is unable to access Ormond Beach, and many do not know the beach is there because of the power plant. The smell around Ormond Beach was awful from the toxic soot that polluted the area. Last Friday, I joined meetings to talk about the power plant, and afterwards, I felt very confused. I was given the news that a decision was not being made today to amend or reject the lease. It feels like we are not being heard. Time after time, we come to you about the Ormond Beach Generating Station, and it has still not been removed from my community. I am asking you to reject the lease and to bring the final decision-making meeting to Oxnard. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next speaker is Eduardo Ortiz. Following Eduardo, we have Sandy Hernandez. Eduardo, you are promoted to panelist. Please go ahead and unmute yourself. Eduardo, you're still showing yourself as muted on our end.
Let's go to the next speaker. We'll come back.
Our next speaker is Sandy Hernandez. Following Sandy, we have Jacqueline Urbano.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, good. So I'm with Cause, and I'm here to talk about the power plant, Orland Beach. We have been clear that we want it decommissioned. It's something that we still feel very strongly about. But we don't. We met prior with Alex, the city manager, and we were also like given insight that we actually also want it not just decommissioned but dismantled, because he did make a fair point that there was like the other power plant that had been decommissioned, but it's just there. There's nothing like that has been done with it being decommissioned. It's only decommissioning is only just like turning it off, and it does have like the we're like grateful that we have the opportunity to even speak about this and to at least have some work. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Our next speaker will be Jacqueline Urbano. Following Jacqueline, we'll have Lucy Tamago.
Hello, my name is Jacqueline. I've been living in Oxnard for 17 years, and I am a youth theater with Cause. I am here to ask you to reject the lease for the Ormond Beach Generating Station pipes and to come back to Oxnard for your final decision. As you probably know, the generating station is running at less than 1% capacity. So tell me why you are allowing this station to pollute our air, kill our marine life, and destroy our health. On top of it all, we are living in a toxic soup, with the paper mill factory, Halico, and the station all being within close proximity of each other. Our community is being tormented with these health hazards, and it almost feels like you have zero want to fix it. I am tired, my friends are tired, my community is tired of being a subject to your racial discrimination. I am in utter disbelief that you have let this station run for far too long and allow this station to destroy our lives. So let me remind you that the California State Lands Commission commits to promoting equity and advancing environmental justice through more inclusive
Thank you. Our next speaker is Lucy Tamayo. Following Lucy, we have Yaslin Gomez.
Good afternoon, commissioners and staff. I hope you all find yourself well. My name is Lucy Tamayo, and I'm 17 years old. I'm attending Wenimi High School. And like my peers, I live in Oxnard, and I've been living here my whole life. I'm here on behalf of Cause to spread a message with the power of the people. Communities in Oxnard have been fighting for many years to get OBGS shut down. I urge you all to reject the exception to the lease 4196 for the seawater intake and discharge conduits at Ormond Beach Generating Station. We do not want any more exceptions to the lifeline of this long overdue power plant and continuing the mass pollution and health issues in Oxnard. Our communities, our people are tired of being pushed aside or being ignored. To even attend a decision-making meeting, Oxnard residents struggle with the conflicting work and school schedules, as most of us here attend school or have a job. It's harder for us to get access to knowledge with what's going on with our city and homes when public access to information is harder. Thank you all for your time.
Our next speaker is Jocelyn Lucas. Following Yasla, yeah, sorry. Jocelyn Lucas, we have Samantha McDonald.
Michelle?
Sorry for the slight delay. Appears she's getting promoted to panelist right now.
Okay.
So she should. She is now promoted to panelist.
Good morning.
Good morning. We can hear you.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Jocelyn Lucas. I attend Pacifica High School. I lived in Oxnard my entire life, and I'm here once again to speak on the same issue. Growing up, I didn't know Oxnard had its own beach, so I spent my time at Wenimi Beach. And even then, I remember feeling uneasy looking at the huge industrial structure in the distance. We felt disrespected at the last meeting. Commissioners said they didn't have all the answers, but we've had the same questions for years. We are not the experts. You are. You should have come prepared, and now this meeting doesn't even include a vote. That's not just frustrating, it's unacceptable. Be professional, keep your word, set a final vote, and hold it in Oxnard. Lieutenant Governor Kanalakis, if you say you believe in environmental justice, then prove it. Don't protect your image, protect our communities. As someone running for governor, we are watching what you do here. Environmental justice is not a campaign slogan. It means taking action, especially when it's hard. And please stop saying you're just a small part of the system. Everyone has a part.
Our next speaker is Samantha McDonald. Following Samantha, we have Yoslyn Gomez.
Hi, my name is Sam McDonald. I'm a liveaboard in Newport Beach. Please do not ignore the liveaboards in the Maury investigation. I'm not a lawyer, but I submitted a letter I really hope you read outlining the potential legal arguments. Number one, Newport's attempt to eradicate liveaboards on moorings continues tideland discrimination because marinas will continue to have as many liveaboards as they want. Number two, the Newport Beach ordinance runs afoul of California's no net loss provision. Newport Beach is eradicating a form of affordable housing during a housing crisis. The SLC's jurisdiction over tidelands is preeminent, and the state of California could violate the essence of its own rules by eradicating affordable housing on state lands. And lastly, eliminating liveaboards conflicts with the governor's executive order from February of this year, and the State Lands Commission has an opportunity right here to maintain and even expand affordable housing. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next speaker is Yoslyn Gomez. Following Yoslyn, we have Adam Laverns. Apologies for the delay. Yoslyn is joining us as a panelist. Yoslyn, you are now a panelist. Please go ahead and unmute yourself.
Good morning, Commission staff. My name is Yoslyn Gomez. I'm a youth leader with CAUSE, and I have lived in the area my entire life. Before I really share my story, I want to thank you for taking the necessary time to make your decision on such a serious issue. However, I wish you could have been more accommodating to our community's need as you make such a significant decision for our future. I have tried to voice my community's concerns in two prior meetings, and I'm frankly disappointed with the commission has handled the situation. My community is made up of hardworking immigrant families, and while I understand it might be inconvenient, I believe it is the commission's responsibility to accommodate the community they serve with the appropriate time and place. I urge you to make your final decision, which I expect to not be postponed in Oxnard. Your continued postponements have been disappointing, especially with your reasoning being that you need more time. I was in a meeting in October with the commission staff where I asked these exact questions, and I stand before you 6 months later and you have yet to answer any of these questions. Where's the professionalism, the accountability? Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Our next speaker is Adam Laverns. Following Adam, we have Peter Kaz.
Hi, do you have my audio?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, great. Thank you. Good morning, commissioners and staff. Speaking about what Ms. McDonald had just spoken about, affordable housing on state lands is not a traditional public lands use, we're told. But in Newport Beach, there are multi-million dollar homes situated on tidelands, as well as affordable housing being liveaboard permits on moorings. These are not anchor outs or houseboats, as you've seen on news stories from other places. These are heavily regulated, permitted. They're boats. They're for boating, but they have a liveaboard option. The city sets the limit at 7% of the total, which is about 50. Were that to double the 14%, there could be additional housing. You don't have to pour cement. You don't have to run utilities. You don't have to set up studs. It's a very low impact way of getting affordable housing, easily scalable up or down. And I ask that you consider that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next speaker is Peter Kaz. Following Peter, we have Lionel Mayers.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Peter, and I'm permitting at Newport Beach Mooring. So I just want to let you guys know that we've been discriminated and attacked by the city in different ways. Like they want to raise our rate for 400%, and then they want to put our moorings together. We had to go on to the Coastal Commission and fight for that. It's been a continuous, systematic attack against the mooring permitting. And No, they're taking away the leaderboard, something that we really need, something that the state of California with the homelessness, with the fires going on. So that my dream was to become also a leaderboard one day, but they're taking away, and that the city wants to take control of the whole thing, and then they want to convert the moorings. Please help us. And it's been a very tough time. I had to sell my boat, my mooring, and then they told us, you know, it's going to be okay. And then I had to get my permit again. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next speaker is Jim Palmer.
Hello, I'm Jim Palmer, a mooring permit holder to Newport Beach. I urge state lands commissions to hold town hall meetings directly to hear from tideland permit holders and other user groups about the mooring issues in Newport Beach. Without these meetings, state lands is at risk at repeating past mistakes from an over-reliance on city representation, an approach that has led to current mooring administrative mess, which includes, among other things, appalling, to use state lands words, appalling rent discrepancies between moorings and residential piers. Number two, a new mooring license program imposed by the city that's unvetted, unwelcome, overpriced, and potentially illegal. And three, as mentioned a moment ago, the Coastal Commission's rejection of the city's proposed mooring reconfiguration. To avoid misguided outcomes, I strongly encourage state lands to conduct town hall meetings with user groups as part of the current Tidelands review process. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next speaker is David Caskey. Following David, we have Elma Del Aguila. David Caskey, you are promoted to panelist on our end. Please proceed to unmute yourself. Let's go to the next speaker. Our next speaker is Elma Del Aguila. Elma, please unmute yourself and begin your comment.
Hello, my name is Elma Del Aguila. I am a lifelong resident of Oxnard and a homeowner in the city of Port Hueneme. I urge the State Land Commission to reject the lease renewal of the Ormond Beach Generating Station. Time and time again, my community has spoken out that they are tired of being basically having pollution stacked on top of us. Every type of pollution that can hurt our families, it continues to being put in this one centralized location. And there, every opportunity is being given for the government, for you all, right, as a commission, to make that first step and actually listen to the voices of my community. Since 2014, they have been working to minimize the effects of these kinds of stations on our coastline. And instead, every single meeting, I see a lack of due diligence into looking into that path, the path of renewable energy and stopping toxic pollution in our coastline. So again, please reject the lease renewal and actually decide on the fate of my community.
Thank you. For our next comment, we have David Caskey.
Hi, I'm a retiree who lives in Port Hueneme, and I really hope that you're hearing these young people, because for almost 20 years, California has failed this stretch of beach in almost every way possible. And you have a chance here now, just by stopping a lease extension, to try to move this process forward. You failed this generation of people that live there. The beach is crapped up. It's a sewer. The power plant is one part of it. The Halico Superfund site, the paper mills, over and over again. You're not listening to the community, and you're not taking care of the coast. So please do your part and stop this lease renewal and at least begin the process of healing. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next speaker is Eduardo Ortiz. Sorry, there is a slight delay. Eduardo has accepted to become a panelist.
All right. Michelle, how many speakers do we have left?
Looks like just one.
Oh, great. Okay.
Excuse me?
And we were going to only do 20 minutes. I was going to extend it to hear from the rest, so it sounds like we've done that. So please go ahead. Yes, we can hear you.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Eduardo Ortiz. I'm a freshman at Channel Islands High School and a youth leader with a cause. I enjoy running and enjoy running out to the beach. I enjoy most of the view except for one sight, the Ormond Beach Generating Station. It's eerie to look at and ruins the nice view of the beach. It feels out of place and it is out of place. It's here, it sits near one of the last remaining wetlands in Southern California, to which is home to endangered species. Not only that, but the commission claims to be a leader to fight against climate change. However, approving the lease shows otherwise. I'm here to urge you to reject the lease and dismantle the Ormond Beach Generating Station. Even the California State Lands Commission has acknowledged the unfair burden the generating station places in our community. It's been over 57 years since the generating station was built, and for 57 years it has harmed the residents of Oxnard and Port Hueneme. Not only the residents are being affected, but the marine life as well. The once through cooling systems of the generating station is known to cause harm to the marine ecosystem. Oxnard and Port Hueneme have been exposed to decades of air pollution and the marine life damage with no meaningful energy reliability. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next speaker is Aurora from CAUSE.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Awesome. Hello, commissioners. My name is Aurora Rogerio. I am an Oxnard resident, and I'm here to urge you to reject the lease for the Ormond Beach Power Plant. Again, reiterating what leaders have been sharing since October, CAUSE and CAUSE leaders have met with commission staff to ask the similar questions that Chair Koulounakis brought up at the April 2nd meeting. We are urging you to come back to Oxnard to make the final vote for this lease so that our community can continue to be engaged. The same arguments are brought up about grid reliability, but the question is, why is it always our community? Why is it always historically marginalized communities? We will have the chance to make a symbolic move and stand with our community and end the unjust practice of unjust land use policies that put profits over our lives and our health. Thank you.
Thank you. At this point, we have no other hands raised for comment. Just want to give one last call. Do we have any other speakers who wish to speak on a public comment? I see no hands raised at this time.
All right, Michelle, thank you. I'm glad we were able to get through all of the speakers this morning at our special meeting, and please be assured that we hear every one of you. So, Michelle, that concludes our public comment period. Is there anything else, Ms. Cato, that you would like to share before we go into our first closed session?
Item one on the informational calendar. Government Code Section 11126, Subdivision C7, allows a state body to discuss real property negotiations in closed session, provided that before the closed session, the state body in open session identifies the real property concerned and the person or persons with whom the negotiator may negotiate. In accordance with this requirement, I announce that the commission will conference in closed session with its real property negotiators regarding the following item. Item one addresses an application for the lease for the use of existing intake and outfall conduits associated with the Ormond Beach Generating Station located in Oxnard in Ventura County. The negotiating parties are the State Lands Commission and Ormond Beach Power, LLC. Under negotiation are price and terms for lease number PRC4196.
Thank you very much. We will now adjourn into closed session. All right. I hereby call this meeting back to order. Ms. Cato, is there anything to report from closed session?
Yes, thank you. Consistent to Government Code Section 11126, Subdivision C7, the Commission met in closed session with its real property negotiators regarding the application for the extension of the lease for the use of existing intake and outfall conduits associated with the Ormond Beach Generating Station located in Oxnard, Ventura County.
Okay. Thank you very much. And what is our next order of business?
Our next order of business is our second closed session. Second closed session. So weird. Okay.
Very good. We will now adjourn into closed session. Will the public again please clear the room? Thank you. I call this meeting back to order. Ms. Cato, is there anything to report from closed session?
There is nothing to report out from closed session.
That concludes the open meeting. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.